So we got these two guys that are going to run a race for us. They're not actually running a race, but let's say these two guys ran against one another. Who thinks that Brother Franklin would win? One person, two people, a few people. Who thinks Brother Ehrman would win, right? I don't know how fast they are on the basketball court. Divided room, okay? This is a church split taking place, okay? And everybody else doesn't understand the question or they don't want to answer. No, I'm just kidding. Well, let's say, for example, that they're equal in distance running or speed or whatever. All right, Brother Franklin, you ready to put this on? Is this light or heavy? This is filled full of books and a lot of weight. Let's say these two guys ran against each other now. Who's betting on Franklin to win this? I mean, he's literally got like 15 kilograms on his back. Who is betting on Franklin to win this race? Not a single person. I wouldn't bet on Usain Bolt if he had, you know, 15 kilograms on his back. Right, you can take it off now. Franklin, he's going to wake up tomorrow morning with a sore back. You guys can sit down. No, I'm just kidding. You say, why wouldn't you bet on Franklin now to win that race? Because he's got a lot of extra weight. What's the Bible stating? Well, the Bible's stating if you're running a race, you better not have things that are dragging you down. You better not have your life filled full of things that do not matter. Why? Because if you have all of these weights in your life, you're just not going to have the time or energy to fight the spiritual fight. That's just the way it is.